All right, on this episode of Bouts Talkin' Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual who is very prominently featured at FLA 8, which transpires on March the 18th, and a very intriguing fight set to go down with Sean Wallace and Justin Condy getting out there to test skills. And great having Justin on the show. How are you feeling and everything heading into this one, man?
I'm feeling really good, really strong, mentally strong. I've been putting in the work, and I'm just excited to get back in there and go play.
Yeah, well, that's like one of the main sort of things I was wondering about, because it's obviously been a little bit since you've gotten out there to compete, returning after like a bit over 2 years away from competition. And I know you were looking to get that like Dario Sinagoga bout like the last time we were kind of talking there, and kind of hard to believe it's been almost 2 years since that moment. So I imagine you're quite excited getting back to competing, all that being said.
Yeah, you know what? And the time off, it's done me well in a lot of ways. I've been able to let a lot of things that were bothering me, like certain injuries that were carrying on, to heal, and just get things back in order and just get the ball rolling again in the right direction. Like I said, the Dario fight fell through due to an injury, and I just took time off, just took some time off to breathe, get things in order, let my body heal, and so that I can come back and make a good run at this again, because just there was many things nagging me, and it was just hindering my performance in the gym and everything. So it was good to be able to heal and get everything in order again.
Yeah, because I would think with like the pace you were looking to kind of push around that point, because I mean, I feel like it's such a different context, like just even a couple years ago to like where we're at now, because like you were in a different country, you were looking to pursue a lot of fights, because there was that dynamic of like, you know, the domestic uncertainty of like, am I going to be able to fight at all? So yeah, I definitely can understand why like the injuries could potentially compound during that time, because you probably just want to push through everything to stay active amid all the uncertainty.
Yeah, and like I learned a big lesson about just pacing myself too, because I came out of the gate hot. I was one of the only guys in Canada fighting at the time, and I had to learn how to pace myself, because I was going too strong. I was overworking, overtraining. And I think that had a lot to do with the injuries that kind of had popped up. It was just due to my body being tired and not getting the rest that it needed. So as much as it is a bit of a hindering thing to have not competed in 2 years, I've been in the gym, I've been training, been working with all the guys who've been fighting, like James Clark, Blake Oswald, Bubba Picard, all those guys in the Rebel Alliance. So I've been active, I've been working, so I'm not overly concerned about it. It's always you versus another person. It's just we put a big focus on the crowd and the referees. But, you know, we're in the gym with another person every day, and we're working. So for me, it's just I feel like I'm going to go out there and I'm just going to be able to shine again.
Yeah, for sure. And, I feel like it would be such an exciting time. And, I mean, you talk about some of the people you're able to get in that work with. I mean, just, you know, such great bodies to have around you. And just even on the level of, I guess, just seeing, like, the, I guess, work ethic and output. I mean, you're obviously individually very motivated, but probably good to, you know, have people who are, you know, commensurately as motivated, and just all you guys kind of pushing each other, lifting each other up kind of thing.
Absolutely. You know, it's we go in there as individuals, but we definitely need a team to make the dream happen, and we're always pushing each other, lifting each other up when we need it, and giving each other the drive that we need to succeed in the cage when we walk in.
Yeah, I mean, you love to see it for sure. So it seems like those are still like the main spaces, like, I mean, the Calcium Rit lads, and I mean, it's just such a great like gym culture. Like, I mean, you talk about the Rebel Alliance, like I feel like that really amalgamates a lot of, you know, great gyms. Like there's that Bruckman lineage within that, like, I mean, Muay Thai Whitby, like it seems like Big Country is kind of like, you know, interwoven within that too. I would feel like that would be so beneficial to, you know, what you're doing in your own journey as a fighter.
Absolutely. We have a good network of guys that we can work with, and just a good network of guys. We come together, you know, we help each other work on our strengths, our weaknesses, sharpen up on certain things. We have a lot of like Gord at the RE Game Fitness. Like he's a really big key factor in a lot of our conditioning and our mental going into fights, being able to know we can push a pace and still be there from first bell to last bell. And then, like you said, Cal Samrit, Muay Thai Whitby, Big Country. It's just a great network of people, and I'm really fortunate to be involved.
Yeah, and it seems like you guys have had, like, cool, like, camaraderie experiences, too. Like, obviously, that, you know, camaraderie is bred in the gym and all the great work you guys are having. But just even in that, you know, last trip that I mentioned there, I mean, the power's disabled and there's this rare Texas snowstorm and stuff like that. Like, it seems like stuff like that would breed a certain level of camaraderie, just all you guys kind of sharing these different experiences together and all.
Oh yeah, man. We're all just surfing the wave of life, and we all appreciate it, because when you're in a room full of people that have a similar goal, and you know you're there to help make each other better towards that goal, it does make you a lot closer and build that camaraderie that you speak of. It doesn't happen overnight, but it's earned through blood, sweat, and tears for sure.
Yeah, and there's a lot of cool facets with this next fight that I definitely want to get into, but I feel like I'd be remiss if I, you know, didn't at least quickly touch base on the last one. Like, I know we've talked about it having been a while ago, but I would think that would be a satisfying victory, just like a sub, you know, 1 minute finish and everything like that. Like, was that an ideal sort of outcome for you? Would you have, I mean, I guess this is like benefit of hindsight, but like, would you have liked to have almost gotten more cage time out of it? Like, I guess, what were your thoughts on that Daniel Staggs fight for peak fighting?
It was a good warm-up fight. It was a good fight to get back in there and feel the cage again. And that's really when I noticed, because, again, I hadn't competed for about a year leading into that fight. And the second I walked in the cage, I felt like I was home again. Like, the whole idea of ring rust and all this stuff. Like, I've been doing this for a very long time, so it's just repetition, right? Like, it's more of the thought that gets to you than the actual moment, right? And as long as you can control that thought and your emotions, once you're in the moment, you just react. And that's one thing I really learned in that fight, was like, it's just another fight. Let's just go do this. And ring time is good, but if you can get in and out without getting hurt and managing to like really hurt them very bad, that's even better.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, this one kind of interesting, because I feel like there's probably a certain level of, I mean, not that you maybe haven't experienced this in some of your like prior, you know, like kickboxing bouts and, you know, things of that nature, but just being the away guy and just having done that last time, and just with this next one being a bit of like an East Coast kind of foray, like, do you like that dynamic, like kind of being the away guy? Does it embolden something extra in the performance, or do you not even like meaningfully think about it all that much? I suppose
I'm the kind of guy that thrives under pressure, man. Like, I love living on the edge in some way or another. I made my amateur career out of going into people's hometowns and being their hometown guy, you know, being brought in to lose and essentially, you know, taking home a W. So this is nothing new to me. I look forward to it. I look forward to sharing the cage and just doing what I love and having a smile on my face afterwards.
Yeah, and I guess maybe in this situation, you're more, you know, just focused on the fact that it's like the big return and it's been a little while. But I'm curious if you maybe have like a broader strength of schedule you'd like to have. Like, is there a certain desired amount of bouts overall you'd like to have in 2023?
If I could have 3 or 4 fights, that'd be perfect in my mind. There's already 2 already scheduled, with this one here in March in New Brunswick, and then the big show that's going down in Oshawa in June. So I've already got 2 on my plate. So if I can get another 2 in, that would be really nice to just make up for some lost time.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a cool one. Like, I mean, obviously, for me, Oshawa is my hometown, so it's cool to see that there's a show like that. And I feel like, I mean, there's been, like, certain, like, amateur MMA bouts and stuff like that over the years. Like, I feel like Rec MMA came through a while back. But, I mean, just a show like this, like, of a professional kind of magnitude, certainly one I'm very excited for. And I mean, I think you would be being like a GTA kind of lad as well.
Yeah, it just kind of reminds me of coming up in the amateur sports, you know, having 4 or 5 guys that you train with all in the same card, all in the same room, all have the same date. Again, you know, you talk about being able to push each other and feed off each other's energy, and there's nothing more pure and energetic than all being on the same card and all having the same goal. And just, you know, putting it all together for that moment, it's going to be great.
Yeah, it will be great for sure. And I guess I'm kind of curious here, because you're ready to fight for, you know, FLA, which is obviously a great promotion. But I did kind of reference that. Yeah, and for sure. But I guess I did reference the, you know, last one there, the Dario Sinagoga bout that kind of fell out. And it seemed like you had some sort of like agreement with like BFL at the time. Like, what's the dynamic like now? Is this like a one fight deal with FLA? Are you with FLA for multiple fights? Is BFL maybe still on the table in the future? Like, what are you thinking about all that?
No, FLA right now is just a single bout contract. So after this, I can essentially go do whatever. I am going to be fighting, obviously, in June, but my options are open. You know, I just love doing what I'm doing, man, and I just want to travel and have a good time and have great experiences that I can lay my head down at the end of the day and just know that I lived out my dreams and did what I wanted to do.
Yeah, for sure. I guess just like how I'm looking at it, like I could see like maybe at like the very tail end, like last quarter of the year, like maybe you could like, resume communications with BFL and maybe get something going there. Like it seems like capturing a title is important to you in general, and it seems like a BFL title would be like a good kind of capstone, at least relative to this point in your career.
I'm open to any of my options. There's always many options on the table, and it's just good to be in a position to be able to pick and choose and have the options.
Yeah, certainly a good position, and I think also just like I mean, I guess speaking for myself and everything being an Ontario lad, like it's great that there are like more domestic options. Like not that it's a bad thing to like travel out of the way, but it's great to also have those like options where the family and friends can come out and do the whole bit, cheer you on and all.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But just so you were talking about the joy of like traveling and stuff like that. Like obviously this is like a business oriented thing going over here for this fight, but are you like excited about going over to the East Coast? Is this like a first time? Have you been over like a few times or?
I haven't been out there yet, and that's kind of like what I told my manager. I said that I fought in Canada, within Ontario for so long. Like the only show that I'll probably ever really fight on again in Ontario is the Rise of Phoenix show, because I've done this walk and dance, tons of times. I want to go and experience things and go to places and use my ability to fight to explore the world too, man. Because we've only got such a short trip on this earth, and we got to enjoy it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And like, what does that, I guess, represent to you? Like, what would like that broader, kind of larger goal like look like to you? Do you have certain like defined goals? Like, oh, I'd like to compete here, or I'd like to, travel here to, compete in this combat sport. Like, do you have like clearly defined goals in that kind of sense? Like, something that would represent like a benchmark achievement in that kind of regard?
Obviously, I want to be able to travel and have some fun, but I want to be able to, again, like you mentioned, get a professional title, and that obviously will require some work in an organization. So again, if I can find the right promotion in a place that's interesting in my opinion, and I wouldn't mind traveling to, let's get it done.
Yeah, I mean, I could see like one championship being compelling to you, just also in the context of like your deep resume with Muay Thai and kickboxing there with like over 100 fights and all.
Yeah, no, that essentially would be the goal. I would much rather go somewhere like one championship over somewhere like the UFC, just because they have that ability to have the Muay Thai of the small gloves, or the even see like the Mighty Mouse and Rod Tang fight where it was mixed rules, the MMA. I just love that variety. I love the ability to choose and again just fight.
Yeah, and it seems like a good landscape for that, like in a lot of different ways. I guess just even with like stuff like, BKFC is kind of doing with like the non-exclusive deals and stuff like that. Like people can do other combat sports, but like if it's bare knuckle, it's just under that umbrella. So it would seem like an exciting time to be a fighter in terms of the, I guess, multiplicity of options.
Yeah, like I've always followed one rule with this entire journey is like, as long as I'm having fun and I'm enjoying what I'm doing, obviously there's hard work and there's gonna be ups and downs that comes with anything you do, but as long as I'm loving what I'm doing and I'm enjoying myself, I'm succeeding, and success has come with that mentality. And I believe if I continue on with that mentality, that good things will come. And I don't really ever have my finger pointed on one thing, because everything could flip like a coin at any second, right? So I don't connect myself to very much. I'm very present in the moment. I'm happy I have a body that's able and willing to do what I love to do. And yeah, man, it's just ride the wave and see what happens.
Yeah, for sure. And the next chapter in this great story, getting ready to go down in, I guess, just like a couple weeks or so now. I'm curious, like, in terms of like the tape study dynamics, though, like, is that something that you find yourself getting heavily involved in? Is it more like you allocate that to the coaches and then kind of like figure out a game plan with everybody and get it going thereafter? Like, how does all of that go for you?
I got a great group of coaches and teammates that are able to help me, work on the things I'm obviously going to have to work on, strengthen up on, just keep sharpening the blade on things I'm already good at, and just having little game plans, knowing little things to look for. Just having a good team around me that's helping me be put in a place where I can succeed.
Yeah, for sure. And it seems like a good opponent at this juncture, like someone who has like 10 pro MMA bouts. But I mean, they're in kind of an interesting spot too. Like, we were talking about your hiatus. Like, it's been like close to around like 4 years away. So, I mean, kind of an interesting case. I mean, I guess like there's a certain level of like maybe game planning off their last couple fights, but maybe even from your own experience, there's a certain dynamic of like, well, they have been out for a little while now. Like, they could have like an entirely, you know, new set of tools almost.
Yeah. No, that's just, again, being able to be present in the moment and be ready at any time, right? The second you get caught up on something, you can lose your footing and you can lose your balance. And again, it's good to have game plans, but it's also good to be able to switch things up on the fly and be able to adapt to what's in front of you. I know Sean's he's a veteran. He's got 10 pro fights. He's he's done very well. But unfortunately, I really truly feel in my heart he hasn't faced anyone like me yet. And we're going to see that on March 18th.
Yeah, and also a good opponent, like, in line with, like, your, you know, title trajectory that you're kind of mapping out with him being a former Elite One MMA lightweight champion, like an East Coast title holder out there. So, I mean, it kind of lines well with that. But we were talking a bit earlier about, like, the Rebel Alliance and everything. And it's kind of funny how, you know, certain aspects of life work out sometimes, because I'm actually working on a Canadian MMA history book, and I just finished doing a transcription for, you know, the Justin Bruckman interview that I did. And he said such a wild, deep career and everything, but something that really stuck out as I was listening back to the interview, he was saying his proudest moment in martial arts is just really amalgamating all the different area gyms that we were talking about, like, you know, Calsum Rit, like Bruckman, Muay Thai Whitby. We could, you know, go on and on, like Big Country as well. Can you kind of speak to kind of being within that, you know, lineage yourself there, like the Justin Bruckman lineage, and just like the great collective around here, I suppose?
I'm just 125% thankful to have been brought in and accepted and be under their wing. It's just, the sport is a wild thing and it's a dangerous world, and it's good to have people around you that, you know, are truly looking out for your best interests and want to see you succeed. And just being involved with, like you said, that amalgamation and that network of people and the experience and the lineage that it has, I'm very honored and proud to go out there and fight under their name.
Yeah, and a good opportunity here with this being like a main event kind of opportunity as well. I mean, it's listed that on a couple of the different aggregators and stuff like that. Is that something you put a certain level of stock in? I mean, we're talking about like getting to that level of like fighting for a title. Like, that's been kind of like a regular theme. Does kind of getting like a main event slot indicate to you that, I guess, incremental progression towards that sort of goal?
Yeah, everything is one step closer to the goal. You know, the opponent is the kind of opponent we need to be fighting. The organization has a great reputation. They put on a great show. We had Blake go down there and fight this past a couple months ago. They were treated very well by the promotion. Everything was smooth. So I figured this was just a good option to go with. They presented me the matchup, and it was, everything happens when it's supposed to happen. I had a couple options prior to this fight to fight, and just certain things in life just weren't in order yet to commit to training. So it was like, you know, something better will be down the road. And yeah, it's just what's meant to be is meant to be. And when you're supposed to be in there, you'll be in there. So March 18th is the date.
Yeah, it's going to be a great fight, and excited to, you know, really, I mean, I guess see both of you back in the fold. I think it's going to be a very competitive fight and a well-matched one. I was excited when I, you know, saw the bout announcement come out and everything, but I do want to be, you know, mindful of your time, as I was kind of saying a bit before, Justin. So kind of in line with that, is there any kind of final parting thought you might want to add as we're sort of wrapping up here, man?
I just, you know, March 18th, FLA 8, Justin Condy versus Sean Wallace, main event. You know, get your pay-per-views, fly down there, watch the show. It's going to be fireworks. I'm looking forward to showcasing my skills, and I wouldn't be able to do it without, you know, my team, my family, my friends, everyone who supports me along the way. You know, like Big Country MMA, Cal Samrat Gym, you know, Bruckman, RU Game Fitness, all my sponsors. You know, I just, yeah, I'm looking forward to this, man. It feels good to feel good, and I'm ready to show it.
Yeah, and I think people who follow the Canadian MMA scene are very much looking forward to seeing you showcase it. I was definitely, like I said before, excited for this fight, but compounded even more after talking to you. So thanks for making the time to come on the show and give great insights, man. You have a good rest of your day there.
Yeah, anytime, man. I really appreciate your time, and again, I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.